USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police confirm three people are dead after a shooting at a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The local NBC reporting the shooter took his own life after opening fire on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Police have reported there are also multiple injuries. The shooting taking place around 5 o'clock local time. Tulsa police say they are currently clearing the building floor by floor.
It's intense. A lot of intensity going on. Craziness. A little bit of chaos, but Tulsa PD and everybody else involved has everything on lockdown and control. It really makes me feel safe.
That eyewitness audio courtesy of Tulsa Fox affiliate KOKI. Johnny Depp says he has his life back after he won his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp adding the best is yet to come and a new chapter has finally begun. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
New water restrictions are going into effect for the Golden State.
As most of Southern California is considered a desert, and water supplies in surrounding reservoirs are low, watering restrictions throughout parts of Southern California went into effect today. In Los Angeles, the water conservation measures approved by the LA City Council earlier this month restrict outdoor watering to 2 days per week based on your street address. All watering must be done outside of the hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you disobey lawmakers, your fine could be up to $600. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the State Department Wednesday. Among the topics discussed is Finland and Sweden's efforts to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Secretary Blinken praises the two countries' decision to join NATO.
Both countries are more than qualified to become full members of the alliance as soon as possible. By joining NATO, they will strengthen NATO. We look forward to quickly bringing them into the strongest defensive alliance in history.
Turkey is currently opposing Finland and Sweden's membership in NATO, accusing the two countries of being safe havens for Kurdish militants. A country's admission into NATO requires unanimous consent from all 30 members of the alliance. China's lifting Shanghai's COVID lockdown.
Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown and thanking citizens for their support. While defending President Xi's hardline zero COVID policy, the country's leadership appears to acknowledge the public backlash against the strict measures. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alerts about missing children are coming to Instagram. The social media app will feature Amber Alerts, which include things like a photo and description of a child who has gone missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.